Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
Hello again and welcome to the Lighthouse Workshop. I'm your host, Rodney Lindsay, here on ChristTheKingRadio.org. We're really excited about today's program because we get to work with another industry professional that's going to be sharing wisdom with us on the how-tos and the whys of their industry. We're really glad that you're here with us today. Lighthouse Workshops is dedicated and designed to be a source of wisdom and growth for our listeners, and we're really glad that you've chosen to spend your valuable time with us today. Keep in mind our event that we've got coming up next month, the Lighthouse Workshop at Colorado Christian University. That's at January the 24th. And it's an all-day event where you will be able to meet with and speak with one-on-one the guests, including the one we have today, as well as the other speakers that you've heard so far. Today, we're going to be entering an arena that most people have an aversion to, but we're going to make it a lot of fun, and a lot of information that you're going to receive will break down those barriers of taking care of that ever-important area of dental health. We have Dr. Ron Grout with us today of Grout Family Dentistry, and Dr. Ron is just a tremendous asset to the community beyond the practice that he has. But a little bit of information that you want to know about Dr. Ron is this. He has had a practice here in Denver for the past 43 years, so I think he probably knows by now what he's doing. He also has served in the armed forces and the Air Force, and as a result of his 43 years of practice, he's also acquired several advanced oral surgery certifications, giving him a quality of service that really surpasses most of everything that's out there. The awesome thing about the Grout Family Dentist Practice is that it is not a doc-in-a-box or dentist-in-a-box franchise. It is a family-owned practice, and certainly one that I have enjoyed and partaken of, and have received just some amazing services. A little bit more information about Dr. Ron is that he's been the past president of the Colorado Academy of Dentistry, a member of the Chamber of Commerce, and a member of the Optimist Club. The give back that he's practiced in his practice as well as his life is the Give Kids a Smile program. It's an international organization that has volunteer members who provide dental care to kids of all ages and all areas and walks of life. He is a Project Cure provider as well as a Family Promise participant. He and his wonderful wife are very much invested in their community and being a positive part of bringing health and wellness to Centennial as well as Denver, Colorado. Dr. Ron, welcome. We are so glad that you're here with us today.
Well, thank you, Rodney, and I appreciate being asked for this opportunity to share a little bit of information about dental care as I see it. And like you said, I have been doing it a couple of years. We also practice. My wife is a recent business manager, retiree from the practice. She spent most of her career in dentistry, being a business manager, trying to keep our son and myself in the straight and narrow, and keeping the staff doing the same. And she is to be given a lot of credit. But I practice with our son, Jeff, mm-hmm. In South Littleton, and we've enjoyed this kind of relationship for many years now.
That's great. That's great. Well, the thing that you bring to the table is a very unique approach to the dentist practice, in that you're building relationships with your patients on a very intimate level, as well as giving them service that is consistent across the board, that they're not seeing 12 and 15 different faces each time that they come to the practice. And certainly we'll get into that a little bit more. What I want to talk to you today about, Dr. Ron, is what people face when they're looking at the importance of dental care, what should they be looking at for a dental practitioner? What qualities should be there? What resonates with them? As well as what kind of environment should they be looking for? What about the staff themselves? Just kind of an all-encompassing, let's take an evaluation of my current dentist, or if I don't have one, what should I be looking for? Does that sound like a game plan to you?
It surely does. And I think that a lot of people really do not know how to really ascertain what the important aspects are of selecting a dentist.
Sure.
Or even understanding what they do when they're operating on them. I think that there was a recent survey done by a group, I think it's called Why, and it is called Why, and they picked a series of items that what most people want to know about dental practices in their selection and why and how they could really select them. One of the most important things is how soon can I be scheduled and seen for an urgent or an emergency appointment? And I can tell you what the policy is of our office. And I think that we rated much a shorter time than the national average. But our policy for our office is that we prefer to see people the same day during the business week. If they're in pain and that sort of thing, we consider that a priority is to be able to get them out of pain and to get them comfortable as soon as possible. And then to follow up as soon as possible for any necessary work that may be necessary with that emergency.
Well, the great thing that we're going to be covering is questions like the one you just answered, as well as several others. And kind of getting back to basics, Dr. Ron, why is dental health so very important? Why do you see people neglecting that? And what are you able to do as a practice to restore, recuperate, and recover people that maybe have put things off for a while because of a bad experience, a fear, or just negligence? What would you say?
Well, I think that it's probably very important to inform people about what they may not know, for them to consider what their options are, perhaps even to motivate them toward better health than what they have been doing.
Sure.
And I think people really operate from a point of information, and that makes them motivated to do things they otherwise wouldn't do.
Sure.
In dental health in particular, we have a close relationship with a cardiovascular group, the South Denver Cardiovascular Group.
Really?
And we have a physician, a cardiovascular specialist that my son Jeff and I both see. And he's been he's a nutritional expert also. But I think that it is important for us to understand that a lot of the bacteria that we have in periodontal disease, in gum cup and bone and infections and that sort of thing, are transferred by way of the bloodstream to the coronary arteries of the heart, and
really
has been very, shall we say, inciting of how it creates a lot of bacterial plaque, hardening of the arteries.
Interesting. So is that knowledge that you're talking about something that's relatively new that they're discovering now?
That is a really, really recent revelation. I think for many years, the cardiovascular people wondered where this bacterium came from. They knew that it came from somewhere in the body by way of the bloodstream, but they didn't realize it was the oral cavity.
And that's amazing. So really, when people are paying attention to their mouth health, their oral health, they're in turn paying attention to their cardiovascular health.
That's correct.
Isn't that something?
And joints are affected by dental disease. Diabetes is affected by dental disease. It just complicates the whole machine.
Huh. Well, it's what they say, what you put in your mouth affects the whole works. That's great. Well, as we continue on in our interview, I want people to know, how can they access more information? Do you guys have a website for your practice?
We absolutely do. We are on the internet at groutfamilydentistry.com.
Okay.
And I think people can really find out a lot. We are in the process of updating that, and it will be even more helpful and informational and educational, hopefully, to people. But we're proud of that, and we have, hopefully to people, but we're proud of that, and We have worked hard to position ourselves in the community so that we are leaders and not followers.
There we go. That's great. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about more questions and answers about a practice itself, what an individual should be looking for, and the qualities and characteristics of a really good professional dental practice. You'll have an opportunity to meet Dr. Ron as well as his wonderful wife at our upcoming program for the Lighthouse Workshop in January at Colorado Christian University. Dr. Ron, thanks again for being with us. When we come back, can we just go ahead and jump into the meat and potatoes of our program?
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks so much to our listeners. Hang tight. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The Christ the King Radio website was designed and is maintained by GECS. Website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com.
Aday Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com.
This is Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello and welcome back to Lighthouse Workshops on ChristTheKingRadio.org. We're so glad you're with us today. We have been joined by Dr. Ron Grout of Grout Family Dentistry, located here in Colorado, and we're going to be answering some questions that came from a source, and Ron, you'll help me out with this. It came from a source where people went in and said, these are the kinds of questions I want answered in the process of me interviewing and finding a dentist for myself and for my family. So with that, Ron, I'm really impressed that two things. Number one, you have patients that you've seen as children. Well, now their children are coming in. They're bringing them in as well. So you've had that quality of care that has now cross the boundary of generations. How does that make you feel as a practitioner?
It makes me feel old. But actually, Rodney, we are now in our third generation of patients.
Wow.
From the time that we started in 71.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes me feel like a father and a grandfather figure.
Oh, sure.
But I think it's an honor and a privilege to be able to be recognized, to be wanted to be a dentist, mm-hmm. the same family dentist as they started out with as children in our practice.
Absolutely.
Some time ago.
Absolutely. Well, additionally, I know that you have patients that are literally from all over the country. And some of that certainly is for people that left Colorado, they transplanted to a new place. And tell me about some of that they got where they're going and then what.
Well, I think that's probably right. I think people are very mobile and have been in the past, even maybe more than they are right now. We have people from California. We have pharmacists from Nevada. We have people that are in the West Coast, Northwest, and in Seattle area, and all over the Front Range area, Florida, New York, and Pennsylvania and Michigan. So,
my gosh,
we have people from a lot of places that still want to seek our dentistry. And I think the common thing that we hear from them is that they haven't been able to find a dentist they like better, so they would rather come back and try Grout Family Dentistry from afar.
Isn't that amazing? Well, when you consider that it's not just the dental office visit, it's an airplane ticket or the gas for the car visit to come back. So that speaks volumes of what you guys really do bring to the practice. And again, the thing that makes me, believe it or not, happy to come to the dentist office is knowing that we're going to be taken really, really good care of. So I'm really excited to be able to bring my perspective into it as well, because in my information technology career, I literally traveled the world, and my job was to be in dentist offices and orthodontist offices all over the country. And so I saw the good, the great, the bad, and the not so great. So I can honestly say from that perspective, seeing how you guys do what you do, that even the whole atmosphere of your office is remarkable. And I perfectly understand why people keep coming back. So why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and jump in with both feet to these questions that people ask. From your perspective as a professional that you are, what are the answers that people should be looking for? Okay?
Well, I think these are very good questions, and I kind of pulled these from the Why poll that they did as to things that people are really looking for, and maybe other clients, other people that are in your network are looking for also. One of the questions is your office environment clean, comfortable, and meeting the standards of a health professional? And I guess my answer to that is that we recently remodeled the reception area.
It is. It's beautiful.
And it's beautiful. We've entirely renovated the painting and that sort of thing and new flooring in the office. And I think that it's a very, for myself, I believe it's a very comfortable and receptive for other people to be in too.
Not so sterile and uninviting as some other places.
Yes. And we do exceed OSHA standards as far as sterilization techniques. We sterilize all instruments. We work from set packs on procedures. Not to get too specific here, but we autoclave all hand pieces and all of the support equipment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would imagine that's probably the most critical component as you're addressing care, because you're seeing a lot of patients simultaneously during
yes.
the day.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that they're safe and protected.
That is the main thing.
Yeah.
And secondarily, we want to remain healthy ourselves, too, as practitioners and providers and in their service.
Sure.
And we don't want to spread anything that could be contagious.
Sure. Exactly. Well, I applaud you on that, because lots of times I have seen practices that are very, very heavily focused to technology. I mean, you walk in, you feel like you're climbing out of the space shuttle when you get into the the dental chair.
High-tech office.
Yeah, and you know, for some patients, I'm sure that that's probably appealing. But your area is very non-threatening. It's very open and very bright. And when you're talking to people that are new patients to you, and I'm sure they've had some horror stories and things coming in, and the question that you just answered, is your office environment clean, comfortable, meeting standards, you know, at least minimal standards, what would you caution people that maybe aren't necessarily able to come to your practice? What would you caution or advise them about when they enter practice? What should they be wary of? What should they be looking for?
That's a very good question. And I think if I were a patient observing a dental office, I would look at how the office cleanliness is, how it's maintained. Mm-hmm. Even the current magazines may be important.
Oh, sure.
Instead
1974
of 3 to 4 months
Time magazine. Okay.
Certainly the makeup of the people, their grooming, their own personal hygiene, and how they present themselves and how they use protective barriers like masks and gloves, and what they do if they wash their hands frequently and between patients at all times. Those are some of the basic things that I think people ought to be looking for.
Sure, sure. Well, additionally to that, I would add that it's consistency in the message in the office, which you guys practice. I mean, this is just amazing how from one person to the next, no matter who you are encountering, the countenance is the same, the attitude is the same, the friendliness is the same. The whole service or stewardship focus on I am here to serve you and your needs. You tell me what you need, and we'll go from there.
That is a strong focus of our office. I believe that we are in the business of treating people and not teeth.
And, there you go.
And we have to kind of become good friends with patients. We have to have a trusting relationship before we can ever get to the mouth.
That's
and so we think that serving people is our business.
So let's talk about a little bit of Dr. Jeff. Certainly, when did he decide to follow in your footsteps, so to speak, in becoming a master practitioner in dental practice?
Well, that's a good question. He started off as a pre-med student, actually, and switched his career focus and chose dentistry for what knows for what reason. Actually, his mother and I did not really push him into dentistry, but let him select that for himself.
Okay.
And I think that was very wise at the time. But, you know, he came to me one time when he was in college, and he said, "Dad, I think I want to become a dentist."
How about that? And, of course, you were just glowing a little bit at that point, right?
Oh, yes. He was in California at the time going to college, and he subsequently went to UCLA to dental school. But we are so fortunate and blessed to have him back in Colorado, where he chose to practice instead of California.
Well, you get to see that your practice and the whole mindset behind it gets to follow you. You're leaving a legacy that can be followed and implemented and absolutely be a blessing to the patients for another three generations.
Well, or more.
Or more, right?
That's right.
So we were talking a little bit about the consistency of the attitude, the experience of the office that a patient encounters. Would you say that staff plays a critical role to that or not?
An imperative role. That is the first person they contact usually. They may meet us on the internet, but in calling the office, it's very important that they have a clear definition of what the office is, who they're going to be talking to. They want to put a face with the voice behind their first meeting, and so the front desk people are usually the first and the last people they talk to when coming and leaving the office.
Well, with that, could a good experience really enhance the patient's overall experience at the practice, or a bad experience impact the patient's overall experience at practice?
It only takes one bad experience for them never to come back
again. There you go. That's it.
If they expect a good experience, and we try very diligently to offer that good experience, and we focus our delivery on that purpose so that they'll keep coming back, remembering the last time was their very best time in dentistry.
Well, I think the approach that you guys use is that each person that's in the office is part of a team. And consistently through that, each person's role is just as critical as the next, regardless if they have a tool in their hand or an appointment book. Everybody is important and has a personal investment to the success of the practice.
They do. And I think we have an excellent group of people that in our office that really do relate that. I think they all feel that, they sense it, and I believe they try to perform that.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Ron Grout of Grout Family Dentistry, and we want to thank you again for taking your valuable time with us here at the Lighthouse Workshop. I'm Rodney Lindsay, and we'll be back in just a few.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
Welcome back to Lighthouse Workshops. We're here with Dr. Ron Grout of Grout Family Dentistry here in Colorado. Dr. Ron, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you, Rodney.
I want to ask you a couple of questions before we move on to the questions that we have from the Why Focus. As far as being a leader, how important is that, of being a good leader, no matter if you're a mechanic or a dentist or a doctor, or, you know, how important is that? And what do you see as being the leader that you are as your source of inspiration and the importance of maintaining a good leadership caliber?
That's a very good question. Thank you. I relate dentistry to being a person, first of all. I think being a dentist is no different than being a family head. For a man, I think we have inherent responsibilities. We have to be accountable for our actions. We have to be a mentor to others. We have to be an example to our youth. And I try to practice that in dentistry. I think if I did not have a focus and a mission myself and in dentistry, I couldn't share that and expect other people to follow that. Mm-hmm. I am in our office. I have no hang-ups on titles. We often go by first names. Mm-hmm. Patients call me by my first name, and I'm good with that. I want them comfortable, and if we have kind of a pecking order, I think that separates the people from friendships. Mm-hmm. and trusting. So another thing is that I would not ask anybody in the office to do anything that I would not do myself. Mm. And that goes vice versa. I will often do breakdowns and clean up treatment rooms if the assistants are running a little behind schedule and waiting in for the next patient. And we have maybe an assistant missing for the day. I will do some of the dishwashing myself.
Everybody's in it, right?
That's
Everybody's
right.
in. That's
it's
great.
A team approach. It really is.
Well, the leadership qualities that you exude really impact the attitude of the office. What would you tell someone who is looking for a dental practice to bring themselves or their family or whoever is involved? What should they watch out for? What should they look for when they enter the door? If they see a dentist with a God complex or, you know, something along that line,
sure.
And how it impacts their whole environment, what would you tell somebody that's what to look for?
The first thing I think people are going to see is the appearance of the office and see if they feel comfortable and welcome. Mm-hmm. The second thing is the people at the front desk that maybe reach out and greet them. If they're not friendly and personable and welcoming, the person is not going to feel very good there.
Sure.
I think it's up to the dental team to make the patient feel welcome. And they're in the right place. You have found a place that you can trust and find friends here, and you may get some dentistry done as a bonus.
Right. They're setting the stage,
yes,
right?
Yes.
They're setting the stage. Well, what I would ask you now is certainly not all practices are going to have this component, but certainly it is a component for your practice. Where does your faith fit into what you do?
Treating other people the right way is the basis of my faith. Mm-hmm. And how we transmit our belief from our Maker above. Mm-hmm. And how we translate that into being a steward on earth in a spiritual way. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important, and I think that people are given God-given talents in many different ways. And I think I was probably blessed to understand that maybe I had better skills with my hands and it attracted me to dentistry, and it attracted me to dentistry, and for the people that I met that were in it as my mentors, it appealed to me very much. Mm-hmm. And I'm a strong believer that, you know, as part of your faith, if you don't use your talents, you're coming up short.
Truly, truly. Well, thank you for that. And it's wonderful to know that you can be a dentist and still believe in God.
Thank you.
So getting it's back paramount. To our questions that, you know, people are really asking, just like any time that you go to a doctor's office, there is the component of time, you know, and I would say that looking for a dentist, wouldn't you agree that you want to find someone who has as much appreciation and respect for your time as you do?
Absolutely.
And with that, what is reasonable for the amount of wait time that I'm, you know, going to the office and whatever, understanding that there's always things that might come up, but what is reasonable in your mind?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I think it's called wait time. Mm-hmm. In the polling that I reviewed, I think that is the waiting in the waiting area and the clinical rooms together. And we have come up with a guideline that if you should be seen within 5 to 10 minutes from the time you arrive, and if we're exceeding that, that for any reason, 15 minutes or more is not good. Mm-hmm. And we are shorter than the national average in the amount of time that we have people wait, and we like to recognize them when they come in, and our front desk will do that and notify the rest of the staff that they're there as soon as they arrive.
Mm-hmm. So you're able to keep those time slots really tight.
Yes.
What kind of situations might arise or have arisen that have thrown you guys off schedule?
We try to block a certain amount of time and expect our staff to follow to that time, but there are extenuating circumstances, especially for dental cleanings hygienists, that sometimes it's a more difficult procedure and they may run a little bit late, and it's good for them to communicate that with the people that are next in line. Mm-hmm. I think the term mutual respect is very important in dentistry, for patients to respect our time and certainly for us to respect their time and why they're there.
Oh, sure.
And what they're going to be doing next.
Sure.
Well, when they leave the office.
One of the key things that I was a common thing throughout every practice that I went to was the impact of no-shows or people that came in late. Mm. That really impacts the whole wheel, if you will, of keeping things moving ahead.
Yes.
So what do you guys think is a reasonable policy about no-shows or people that are late? Habitually. Mm-hmm. I know that some practices, regardless if you're there or not, you're charged for your visit. But even with that, there are extenuating circumstances. How do you work with your patients?
That is one of our most difficult things to deal with as a total team. But we do have kind of a policy, and that is if people are chronic no-shows, is a better word, we will probably schedule them parallel to another appointment that's already booked. Mm. And if they do not show, then it's not a waste of time. If they do come in, we will meet their basic needs, and we will reschedule them for another time if they do show at all. If people are late, it impacts the next patient.
Sure.
It puts everything back, and I think that it's very important for our staff to understand and explain to those patients that we'll do as much as we can in the time that remains in their appointment time.
Okay, great. Well, certainly communication is key between the patient and the practice. And when there's an open door, in other words, there's a relationship that's there, I would imagine that people are more apt to be respectful, even if they're not going to be able to be there, they'll at least communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from an established family practice that there is that camaraderie, there is that relationship, there is that mutual respect that comes from years of working together.
Yes. And I think that we call ourselves a dental family, and that does include all the patients that we have. They are our dental family, mm-hmm. and we treat each other as family, and we respect them as such, and we expect that in return as well.
Okay. Well, before we go on to the next break, I do want to ask you this really important question, and we can take as much time as you need on it. What is the level of trust in the provider's decisions that a patient really should have? In other words, is the physician making the decision based on what's best for the patient or best for the physician? How does a patient tell the difference between the two?
I think the important thing about that, Rodney, is that the person who is in a position of trust earns that trust mm-hmm. through demonstration. Mm-hmm. And the decisions that we make, the way that we do the delivery, is how that patient is going to perceive what we do in dentistry, how we are as people, and how comfortable they are as the person called the patient. Is that person easy to understand? Is the provider, does he do what he says he is going to do? Is he accountable? Is he honest? Mm-hmm. Is he a person of integrity? And I think that needs to be demonstrated, and that builds trust.
Well, certainly that's holding the physician.
And that builds trust.
Well, certainly that's holding the physician accountable, to use your word, as well as the high standard that they should be accountable to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people are investing their time, their health, and the trust of taking care of that physical need that they have, they want to make sure that they're in good hands.
Yes.
And it's awesome to see that is in practice with what you guys do.
I think we explain everything very well. Mm-hmm. I think people feel very comfortable. We need to be open and receptive to them and make them feel welcome. We want to be their friend in dentistry, and if they have questions, we want them to open those as often as they choose to.
Right. There is no bad questions, right?
That's right.
Well, we come back for our last segment. We're going to be talking to Dr. Ron about the information we receive as patients, both prior to and after the procedures that we have. And we'll wrap it up with my personal experience at the practice so that you can have a bird's eye view of what to expect from Grout Family Dentistry. Dr. Ron, thanks again for being with us today. If you are a listener, just hang tight. We will not be gone long. Please take a moment to listen to this really important information from our sponsors. Thanks again for being with us today.
The Christ the King Radio website was designed and is maintained by GECS. Website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com.
Ade Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com.
This is Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Lighthouse Workshops. I'm Rodney Lindsay, your host, here with Dr. Ron Grout of Grout Family Dentistry on ChristTheKingRadio.org. Dr. Ron, I got a question for you.
Yes.
With the web as it is today and the internet, the information technologies that are out there right now, my gosh, everything out there is out there. And what would you say are the critical components to a practice when it comes to that, because everything is so transparent nowadays?
Yes, everything is very transparent, and I think the real key is to be authentic mm-hmm. And to validate what you actually say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So accountability and practice perfect, if you will, mm-hmm. And focus on the patient and their benefits instead of you being the provider. And how much you can do in offering this and this and this for the patient. It's all about the patient what the benefit is to them, what they are going to achieve from coming to our practice.
Well, the key component to what you just said is being genuine, authentic, and transparent. And when you're already there, the whole advent of the web and the internet and the information that's out there actually acts as a catalyst for your practice to become even more magnified and successful. Versus if you're having to work at being genuine and work at being authentic and work at being transparent, you lose a lot of ground pretty quickly.
You do.
And you guys are already there. Therefore, it was a nice translation for you for the internet to become part of what you guys do. Let's talk a little bit about your web presence right now. How important do you feel with your experience of 43 years with the oncoming of the internet and everything that brings, how important do you feel that is?
The internet itself is something that is relatively recent to dentistry, so say anyway. It used to be that in the old days, yellow pages were the mode of marketing. There are very few that market in yellow pages anymore. There are very few people that even use the phone book.
Right.
Almost all the information is sought on the internet. I think we need to become very proficient, even though we're not experts at doing it. Mm-hmm. We need to have people that understand who we are and demonstrate us in a very clear and thoughtful manner and genuine over the internet of who we are. That has to do with videos that we have on the web. Mm-hmm. That has to do with testimonials that patients have about after being there as patients and how they perceive their experience to be. I think people are really influenced by what other people say about us.
Oh, certainly. And, you know, most people nowadays, even if it's a car dealership or a grocery store, they're going to go to the internet first to see what are others saying about this place, this practice, this, yes. this asset. And as a result, they're much more educated. And I think that for a practice like you guys, that when a patient comes in and is educated on you and your practice and they understand what it is that you're delivering, isn't that a benefit to you guys?
I think it's a real benefit because people kind of take a sigh of relief and say, really, maybe they are real.
Right. Right.
Maybe they're not charlatans after all, right. and they're not frauds. They actually are authentic and genuine people. And we don't profess to be experts in everything that we do, but we try to meet the needs the patients come there to find out what they are wanting to do.
And you certainly do. You certainly do that. One of the things that I've experienced at your practice is that it's not cattle minded. You really want people to understand what it is that the issue is, what it is that the treatment plan is, how you're going to implement that, and what the end result is going to be. You really take the time to explain that. So in that, when someone's looking for a professional dentist, polished professional and ready to go for them, how well do you think a provider should explain the dental procedures, the condition the patient is currently, and where they're headed?
I think it's extremely important, Rodney. I think the doctors, Dr. Jeff and myself, both see the new patients that come to the practice the first time that they come. They're not just going to see a hygienist and get their teeth cleaned, but they're going to meet the principals of the practice that do the actual work of the operation in restorative work. And I think it's important for people to get to meet those on the first appointment. Mm-hmm. So we always see the first new patient. We do the exam. We get to know who they are, find out what their needs are. We will even produce a treatment plan for them that I think is really important for them to have in their hands.
That's a roadmap, sure.
It is. Mm-hmm. And they get to know what right up front before we ever ask them what to do in dentistry to be a patient and commit to the work. We think that it's really important for them to feel comfortable and agreeable. And they have really selected those choices themselves. And they have really selected those choices themselves. And we have patients that are most satisfied that have made their own choices and moved ahead with those.
When they're participating in the process versus just being dictated to.
That's right. It's a mutual relationship that we call co-diagnosis. That's a professional term from a dentist that we know well in Texas. And it has to do with the respect of the patient, drawing conclusions, giving good information. We think that sharing information in dentistry is really important. An informed patient usually is able to make the correct decisions for themselves.
Sure, sure.
We do not manipulate people. We don't overdiagnose treatment. And I believe that I'm truly kind of a facilitator, helping people to enabling them to achieve what they want to do in dentistry and let it go at that.
How important is it to you, Dr. Ron, for a patient to understand at least the basics of what you're needing to do for them?
I think it helps relieve anxiety, for one thing.
Oh, sure.
And it helps helps them have some peace of mind about knowing what the clear picture is. Some people don't want to know much about it. Most do. Mm-hmm. And I think that I will take the odds and go with those who most sure. want to know the information. And I do talk quite a bit at the chair. I hope that doesn't offend people, but it gives them information as we go along that may be important to them too.
You bet. You bet. Well, before I get to the place where I share my experience with your practice, which in every occasion has just been phenomenal, what is the importance in your mind of a provider that listens?
Absolutely essential. I think instead of trying to present what we can do for them, mm-hmm. I think we need to listen to the patient, try to understand, ask for feedback. If we don't understand, restate it, mm-hmm. and go through it again until we do get it. And I think we are very good listeners. Mm-hmm. I think we are meant to be practitioners of understanding people and treating what their needs are.
Sure. Sure. Well, certainly listening is a key component to the whole process of building a relationship with your patients. It does keep them coming back. And I would assume then, Dr. Ron, your goal is to look at a patient not as a, you know, what kind of income can I gain from this? What kind of revenue can I gain from this patient with everything that I need doing?
Yes.
To how can I serve this person the best? Because I want them to keep coming back to maintain, restore, or create dental health for them for a lifetime. And kind of coming full circle to that, what you educated us on at the beginning of the program was how everything is tied together when it comes to our health. And it probably a lot of it starts with our dental health.
Absolutely. I think that you've hit on a very important issue, and that is, I think that...
Would you say I've hit a nerve? Oh!
A live one, too.
Yeah, there we go.
We don't want to do that in dentistry, but
no,
talking about it, I think that's all okay. But I think that people are really looking to us for some guidance, for information, mm-hmm. and I think that we have a lot of people that do return for the reason that they understand that we are really interested in them. Mm-hmm. We're not in it. We're not an insurance-driven practice. We're not driven by time and money. That is not the big issue, but we are interested in people themselves.
Well, you just said something really important. A lot of practices, you feel like when you're going through that they're just rushing through because I have to see X number of patients today to meet my quote-unquote quota per this program that I'm now a part of so sure. I can be a successful practice. Well, you guys basically have abandoned that and said, we are invested in the individual long-term, and we know that by doing that, by being stewards of this practice and servants to the people that we are helping, they're going to keep coming back because they know this is quote-unquote home, if you will.
I hope you're right, and I believe you are.
If you will.
I hope you're right, and I believe you are. One of the things that drives the time issue and the money issue is the exceedingly high cost of dental education today. And I think a lot of people go into debt without really knowing what they're getting into.
Sure.
And the income in dentistry really is very difficult to retire $250,000 debt in education.
Yeah.
Unless they are really driven by the money side.
Yeah.
But we think that experiences are very important in dentistry, and you and Kimberly, your wife, are both valued patients in our practice and are friends in the practice, personally in and out. And How would you classify, how would you categorize, or how would you rate our office for what we do? And did you understand things? Did I listen and discuss your options and needs? Did I give you any assurances and find mm-hmm. out what the costs were before treatment? Was I able to understand any and perceive the anxiety that you might have? And did I help diffuse that before asking you to be treated too?
My goodness, now I'm the interviewee. This is awesome.
Turn the tables on you.
You did. Well, I can honestly say, Ron, my experience at your practice was great. I really didn't have a lot of trepidation of coming to a dental practice because that's what I did for 5 years every day. But, you know, when you get into that dental chair, that's a whole different story.
Yes.
The wonderful thing that I encountered coming to your practice was, from the moment I walked in the door, I was greeted, I was cared for, I was walked through the processes. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's happening next. Here's what I'm about to do. Here's why. And really, the highlight to the whole experience was the jokes that you had for me while you were taking care of me. Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you, and our listeners that are out there, you'll know what I'm saying. The most dreaded part for me in the dental chair, is when that shot comes at you, because you just know what it's going to feel like. But I can honestly say, for the first time in my entire life, I did not feel that. And it was wonderful. Now I'm like, oh, I can deal with that. That's not such a big deal. So what really helped was your constant attention and constant asking me, Rodney, how are you? Are you okay? Etc. At the end of that, you gave me time to recuperate from the procedure to then present to me, Rodney, here's what we need to do next. Here's what I found. Here's what it means. And this is what, when we do this, this is what the end result is going to be, a restored healthy mouth. And I was very grateful for that. And, you know, we've just, in a very short period of time, had tremendous success as a result. So I hope that answers your questions.
I'm really happy with your answer. I think that fear and money are the two big issues in going to a dentist.
They truly are.
We hope we can get past the big issues in going to a dentist.
They truly are.
We hope we can get past the fear factor by helping explain what we do and then demonstrate that. And let you know exactly what is happening. I know you were fearful of something that you had as a need, and we think that we offer excellent dentistry for a fair price.
Absolutely. Dr. Ron, it has been a joy having you on the program today. Thank you for making time for us here on the Lighthouse Workshop.
Thank you, Rodney. I've enjoyed speaking with you about it, too.
Fantastic. Well, you'll be able to meet Dr. Ron at our event next month in January. You can find out more information about that at mylighthouseevents.com, mylighthouseevents.com. And you can find out more information and meet Dr. Ron on his practice's site, which is groutfamilydentistry.com. Thank you for your gift of your time with us today. It has been another fantastic episode of the Lighthouse Workshop. We look forward to being with you again next week on ChristTheKingRadio.org. Thank you.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.